From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Little Jimmy Dickens.
When the crop's all in and the work's all done, gonna clean out the barn, have a little fun, throw salt on the floor, sweep it all around. Do the boogie to the salty sound. Hey, shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have food, it's your darn fault. Hey, listen! We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumble down. Here we go now. Yeah. Well, I'll be there in my Sunday clothes. A cute little redhead, a freckle on the nose. The dance will be just a good excuse to turn my baby every way but loose. Hey, shovel on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your darn fault. Hey, listen. We'll do the salty boogie till your pine tumbles down. Boogie! Well, thank you, friends, and a great big Grand Ole Opry hello to all our good friends and neighbors everywhere. Mighty glad to have you visit with us tonight.
Boy, we got some real opera favorites on tap for the folks tonight, Jimmy.
Right you are, Grand Turner. We'll hear from Rod Brassfield.
The Jordanaires.
Miss Delwood.
Grandpa Jones.
And all the Grand Ole Opry gang, plus a good singing friend of yours and of ours, Hawkshaw Hawkins. Well, neighbor, I mean we're really going to have a fine time tonight. And before any more time gets away from us here, well, let's say hello to four fellas who really come up with a fine song every time you call on them, the Jordanaires. Here they are.
Ooh, wah, ooh, wah, ooh. Blow, 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 whistle, blow. It would be lots of fun just to see that brown old Satan's face and to watch old Satan run. Blow, whistle, blow. It would be lots of fun just to see that frown on Satan's face and to watch old Satan run.
I'd like to ride a glory train and roll on heaven's track. I'd like to blow my whistle, make Satan get way back. I'd like to make a daily run where weary sinners go and see that frown on Satan's face when he hears my whistle blow.
Blow, whistle, blow. It would be lots of fun just to see that frown on Satan's face and to watch old Satan run. Ooh, blow, whistle, blow. It would be lots of fun
just to see that frown on Satan's face and to watch old Satan run.
I'd be the proudest engineer to hold the throttle wide, if just to guide some pilgrim home across the swelling tide. I'd like to load a million cars with ropes as white as snow and see that frown on Satan's face when he hears my whistle blow.
Ooh, blow, whistle, blow. It would be lots of fun just to see that frown on Satan's face and to watch old Satan run. Ooh, blow, whistle, blow. It would be lots of fun
just to see that frown on Satan's face and to watch old Satan run. Just to see that frown on Satan's face
and watch old Satan run.
Jimmy, wouldn't you say the Opry has withstood the test of time very well?
I sure would, Grand Turner. It seems to get more popular as it goes along.
And it reminds me of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco's tremendous popularity. Every minute of every smoking day, PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Pipe smokers like Prince Albert's natural tobacco taste. You see, nature herself put the flavor in PA, and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of fine choice tobacco.
And my friend Prince Albert is crimp cut, too. So it packs neat and firm, smokes cool and comfortable, and no wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
So all you pipe and Makin's men, get yourselves natural tobacco taste in your smoking tobacco. Get Prince Albert. Now there's a world of mild, tasty smoking enjoyment in every Prince Albert tin. Ask for PA. See why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, there's no need in me taking up a lot of good listening time by me talking about this next fella coming out. because we all know him and like him and like to hear him sing. I know all you folks do, too, so let's have a great big grand old Opry hello at Long Tall Hawkshaw Hawkins! Yeah, hello there, Hawkshaw!
Howdy, Mr. Dickens.
How's things up there with you?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to get out here and ask you.
We're glad to have you, Hawk, and I know you got a good song in store for the folks.
I certainly have, Jimmy. I got a new record that I'd like to do here, one called If It Ain't On The Menu, There's Another Cafe. Are you ready, boys? Oh, when a dog gets hungry, he needs a bone. And when a man needs a lovin', he starts to roam. I'm starving for your love, and I don't want a bone. If you don't treat me right, I'll run away from home. Don't want no warm Dover kisses or yesterday's sighs. I want everything fresh, even brand new lies. If you can't treat me right, then it ain't no treat. If the grub ain't no good, there ain't no use to eat. Connoisseur when it comes to love. Don't want a tough old hen in the place of a dove. Don't want boarding house kisses, cause I don't want to fight. Don't bother to kiss me if you can't kiss me right. Oh yeah. I want a full course dinner and your love every day. And if it ain't on the menu, there's another cafe. I want everything fresh from your sweet, sweet lips. If the service ain't no good, I don't leave no tips. I know all the tricks underneath the moon. If you're cooking some soup, you know that I want a spoon. If you ain't got what I want, then another gal may. If it ain't on the menu, there's another cafe.
Well, looky here, a great song from Hawkshaw Hawkins, and away we go into a grand old Opry square dance. So everybody get in here on the fun. Grab you a partner. Here's Dale Potter to do the fiddling on Mississippi Sawyer, and Dr. Lou Childry to do the calling.
Everybody join hands and circle and live on. That chillin' on the wrong track, grab that girl and circle it back, and everybody swing. All of the ladies step out, and the gents step in, grab your hold and go again. Now that you have hold your row, you can take that gal and do-si-do, and everybody swing. All of the about to begin, step in, grab your hold and go it again. You swing low and I swing forward, swing that gal from Arkansas. Ah, the ladies can go to the center of the gents, catch air, hold her, you don't let her at home. Oh, you old do-si-do. Well, I run to the kitchen table, little beat it back to the center, then swing your sweet and back to the beat. Then beat what's going, little watch of the day, coming up forward, everybody swing your partner. Oh, the chain.
Well, sir, after a good old-fashioned square dance like that on our Opry, I think we should kind of simmer down a bit. I'd like to do one of the old-time sacred and gospel tunes that's a long time been a favorite of mine and my family and of all my friends. We hope you'll enjoy Farther Along. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. Why there are others living about us, never in the wrong. Farther along we understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Well, thank you, folks, and here comes a fella with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Jimmy, how many Macon cigarettes do you roll up in a day?
Well, I don't know right offhand, Grant Turner, but I do know I enjoy Prince Albert's natural tobacco taste in every one of them.
Well, that's easy to understand, because PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own exclusive process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of mellow ripe tobacco. Guess so, you take Prince Albert and an OCB paper, and you've got yourself an easy-rolling, mild, tasty smoke.
You see, neighbor, PA is crimp-cut to roll easy, and it don't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Fellas, enjoy natural tobacco taste in your next Macon cigarette. Yet Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, gave me mild and mellow PA.
Well, I want all you folks to come along over to the old country piano right now, because that's where Miss Delwood is, and by golly, she's all ready to do her famous Down Yonder. Miss Delwood, that's mighty, mighty fine. Well, I tell you, folks, you can sure tell that Easter time is on its way. Not only see a lot of eggs, but you see a lot of old eggheads around now, too. Just take a look at what I mean coming out here now. Rod Raspio, here he is.
To see you, boy.
I'm glad to see you, buddy.
Jim, I'm so tired. I'm telling you, I come up here from Hornwall on the bus today.
Yeah.
And it was so crowded, you couldn't stick a pin in somebody without sticking it in somebody else.
I know, I agree.
It was a mess.
I know it. Yes,
funny
sir.
Thing happened out there in front of the auditorium about a while ago. There's a busload of people pulled up there, see, and they're all getting off of the bus.
Yeah.
And there's a great big old fat woman started to get off, and she got hung right in the door there.
You know that.
She couldn't get off, and she couldn't get back in there. I stood there and I laughed toward her. It was funny looking at me.
Yeah.
She turned around to me and said, "Young man, if you was half a gentleman, you wouldn't laugh at me."
That's right.
I said, "Yes, lady, and if you was half a lady, you wouldn't be in that mess, sir." Hey, Jim.
I heard
something a while ago. It's got me worried.
Is that right, Rod?
Yeah, I heard that everybody in Nashville has got to be vaccinated.
Vaccinated?
Yeah, there's something going around, diphtheria or something. Everybody in Nashville's got to be shot, or have a shot.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everybody's got to be inoculated.
Well?
Everybody except the police.
The police?
Yeah, except the police.
Why ain't they going to vaccinate the police, Rod?
Well, they never catch anything. No,
Rod. Rod. Wait just a minute here.
Oh, I never will get out of here.
No, you won't.
Hey, Jim.
What, Rod?
Jim, boy, you ought to have been up in Virginia with me this week.
Up in Virginia?
Went up there in Virginia to a town called Richmond.
Oh, that's a good town.
Oh, that's a pretty town, boy. And I got up there, went over to this great big fine hotel to get me a room, had to stay all night, you know?
Yes.
And I went up to the feller behind the cage and told him I wanted to stay all night with him. He says, well, have you got a reservation?
Yeah.
I said, what do you think I am, an Indian? He says, well, you'll have to pay me then. So I paid him, and he turned me over to a little feller standing there in a red suit. His name was Mr. Porter.
I've seen him.
Mr. Porter.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Porter took me and my suitcase and shoved me in a little old cage that's built there in the side of the wall. He called it an elevator, alligator, or something. I don't know what. He put me in there and shut the door and pushed the button, and that thing said, great day in the morning. I never wanted to sit down as bad in my life. My stomach just felt so cool. Well, I seen he stopped all of a sudden, and I sort of grunted.
Yeah.
He says, what's the matter, bud? Did it stop too quick for you? I says, no, I'm used to wearing my britches down around my ankles. Like that's a fine hotel, old boy. That's a fine hotel. Right on the door as you're going out of your room when you're leaving.
Yes, sir.
They got a little sign up there that says, stop. Have you left anything?
Yes.
When I paid my bill, I told them to go up there and change it and have it read, stop, have you anything left? Yes, boy, there was one old boy checking out right ahead of me, and he was mad. Oh, he was mad to know where to him.
He was?
Yeah, he'd been there 2 days, and this clerk charged him $24.
Good enough.
$12 a day.
My.
And he was just raising cane about
it. Well, don't blame him.
He said, why is it so high? He said, well, that there includes your meals, too.
Yeah.
He says, I know, but I didn't eat here. Feller says, well, they was right here for you. If you didn't get them, it ain't my fault.
Oh, that's right.
Well, the feller paid him, you know.
Sure.
He paid his $24 and started to go away, and then he turned back around to this clerk, and he says, by the way, buddy, you owe me $10 for kissing my wife.
Is that right?
He says, I never kissed your wife. He says, well, she is right here for you, brother, if you didn't get it.
I tell you right now, you can't beat that hole-in-wall flash, Rod Brassfield. And I'll tell you something else, friends. I'm in the mood right now for another good country song, and what do you say we call on Hawk Shaw Hawkins again? All right?
Thank you very kindly. I've got the song here. I'd like to turn that record over I did a while ago and do the other side of it called Borrowing.
Tonight I'm only borrowing a love that isn't mine. I'm stepping out with someone else's dream. Though you pretend you care for me, you're only being kind. And all the while I'm only borrowing. It's so sweet of you to understand and play a lover's part. And even though I hold your hand, I'll never hold your heart. The words I whispered in your ear to you don't mean a thing, because tonight I'm only borrowing. Your heart is filled with sympathy. You're trying to be fair. You know I walk life's pathway all alone. It seems you're even searching for a love that isn't fair. To help me to live a dream I've never known. It's so sweet of you to understand and play a lover's part. And even though I hold your hand, I'll never hold your heart. The words I whisper in your ear to you don't mean a thing, because tonight I'm only borrowing.
Mighty fine, Hawkshaw, and we don't want you to go away too far. Just stick around and watch some fancy banjo picking and listen to Grandpa Jones. Are you from Dixie?
Hello there, stranger, how do you do? There's something I'd like to say to you. Now don't be surprised, you recognize I'm no detective, but I've just surmised that you're from the place where I long to be. Your smiling face seems to say to me you're from my homeland, sunny homeland. Now tell me, can it be that you're from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beg it to me. I'm glad to see you, tell me how be you, and the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Can you play below the Mason-Dixon line? Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, cause I'm from Dixie. That old Mason-Dixon line. Now, gee, but I've yearned long to return to that old place that I left behind. Well, my home is way down in Alabama, on an old plantation near Birmingham. But there's one thing certain, I'm always flirting with those southbound trains that run to Dixie. I said to Dixie, where the fields of cotton beg it to me. I'm glad to see you, tell me how be you, and the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Can you please below the Mason-Dixon line? Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, cause I'm from Dixie too. Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beg it to me. I'm glad to see you, tell me how be you, and the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Can you play below the Mason-Dixon line? Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, oh, I'm from Dixie.
Whenever there's an emergency or disaster, you'll find the Red Cross ready to serve humanity. The Red Cross stands ready to help you, but it does need your help. The flood disasters of the past year have reduced Red Cross disaster funds to a dangerous low. Answer the call. Join the Red Cross by contributing as generously as you can.
Long about this time, each Saturday night on our Grand Ole Opry, whoever might be here on our show, we always take just a moment to do kind of a little country ballad for you. And I'd like to do our latest Columbia record and sincerely thank you folks across the nation for requesting it and making it our biggest song in a long, long time. It's one that's called Where Did the Sunshine Go?
Sunshine go, where did the sunshine go?
sunshine go. I discovered the sunshine in a woman's loving smile. Like a fool, I thought the sun was here to stay. Then she fell for another, and the sun went out of style, and the springtime vanished when she went away. Where did the sunshine go? Friends, it looks like our time is all gone, but we sure have had a fine time and hope that you have too. You'll be on hand next week, friends, when we'll come a-calling for you in the old buckboard and up in the driver's seat. We'll be sitting that old boy that always smiles for you, Carl Smith, and Carl's bringing along pretty Miss Goldie Hill. Till then, this is little Jimmy Dickens saying thanks for everything, and we'll be a-seeing you 1 week from tonight at the Grand Ole Opry!
It's here. It's all new. It's the wonderfully different all-new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Here is the really great smoking news about Cavalier's new blend. The smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, great taste and great feel go together when you smoke all-new Cavalier.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste, lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. But that's not all you win. You get smooth smoke, easygoing smoke that feels as good as it tastes.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful feeling of all-new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
Win with new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program has been brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.